Surprise! Guess what? Our disclaimer didn't come on the show tonight. Strange. Well, that means I've got to do it. Well, anyhow, welcome to my world here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. And oh, what a day it has been. Did you get your taxes done? Did you get them in on time? Yeah. Oh boy, did I have to write checks. Tax. And then you find out that sometimes the money we pay for tax doesn't really go what it's supposed to go for. Interesting. We pay the money and things don't get taken care of, I guess. I don't know. At least that's what some people are saying. But anyhow, at least we're done with tax and more tax. And maybe tax and tax on tax. Who knows? Anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. And I'll tell you what, we've got some interesting stuff tonight. But before we do that, we have to do the disclaimer because the automatic disclaimer did not read out on the show. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Breathe. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. And did you bring your snacks? Did you bring your favorite beverage? Hopefully you did. We might have a little bit of fun tonight. And tell your friends about us, okay? Every Wednesday, we're going to be live right here on the Trim Radio Network. Just a heads up for people that like to watch Money and Change on Sundays. May 4th, I have a concert. So you'll see an encore edition of Money and Change. For some reason, yeah, a concert popped up. We start the season, so there'll be a few reruns, better known as encore editions, and so you can catch some of the past editions. Also, check our website on Facebook. We do have a page there, and we have a lot of stuff there, and I post a lot of different things. And I've got, you've heard me talk about Patriot Nurse. Well, tonight I've got a little segment on her, and she's going to be talking about the medical profession, believe it or not. And she was a nurse for something like 10, 15 years. And so she knows the ropes. But anyhow, it was an interesting thing I saw today, and I thought, hey, I better play that for the show. Well, anyhow, we have to get to it, guys, because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about and some fun stuff, too. Let's get up here and get the thing going because we have to talk about the Trim Radio Network because if I don't talk about the Trim Radio Network, I'm in trouble. Not really. But I have to give them a big pat on the back for carrying the show and basically both shows that I do. I mean, it's... they've been really great to work with, and they're good friends. And we have a lot of fun putting the Trim Radio Network together. And a big shout out goes to Michael Bejas and Rascalis Stephens. And we've got, of course, Victoria Smith. I got to pat her on the back. She does a fantastic job. She really does. But we all have a lot of fun, and that's the good part. We just want to serve the truth and not spread the bull. That's the way we do it. Well, anyhow, guys, let's take a look at Trim Radio Network. And you've heard me talk about trimradio.com and the different shows that we have. And you can see it on the screen. Now we've got an Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. And that's on Spotify. We've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk Christ God. Guess what? That's Michael Bejas. And of course, he's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And of course, we've got Money and Change, Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And that's every Sunday at 7 p.m. We've got Offsides with College Football with Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We've got My World every Wednesday live right here on the Rumble On the Rumble Network. Well, yeah, on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We also have the Positude Podcast. We have Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. He's on every Saturday. He does a 3-hour show. And he brings in different guests and everything. And I keep telling Riscala, hey, you say you can either take the red pill or the blue pill. I want the green pill. And I don't know, maybe one of these days he'll just slip me a kidney tracer and it'll be a red pill, all right. Anyhow, woo, or a green one. You never know about Riscala. He's a good guy. He's really helped me out in different times when I needed little tweaks done to computers and stuff. He's a whiz at computers, trust me. We also have Victoria Smith, the marketing genius. She has the Natural Marketer podcast. And you can listen to her on Rumble, on YouTube, and Spotify. So if you have a company, small business, a club even, maybe a fraternity or a sorority, hey, check her out. She's got some really good ideas. Now, if you want to have your own show on the Trim Radio Network, because, you know, we go worldwide. We used to be in Columbia, South Carolina, for the most part, and a little bit out on the world. Then we decided to go, hey, let's just go out on the world altogether. And we did. As we've got listeners all over, I get people from what used to be called Burma, which is Myanmar. And they say, hey, I want to listen to your show. How do I do it? Boom. We take care of it. I've got people from India, I've got people from South Africa, I've got people from Europe, I've got people from North America. I don't have anybody from Iceland, though. I do think I have a listener in Japan. So, Ernie, if you're listening, say hi. Anyhow, that's what we've got. And, you know, how do you support the show? Well, it's easy. You could have your own show and bring in your own advertisers. All you have to do is go right over here to this little blue button and you click on that and it says, hi there, thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? You click on that and this box comes up and it says, how can we help you? Or how may we help you? And it says, you know, we're here to help with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with the show hosts. And anything else we can do to help. So you put your name in, your phone number, and remember the area code is important. Also, put your message in like, hey, I want to do my own show. How do I do it? If Stu can do it, anybody can do it. Trust me. Riscala can do it in his sleep. Well, anyhow, just fill it out and then click on the send the message button. Somebody gets right back with you and then somebody else will contact you the next business day. Okay? And that's all you have to do. And that's just starting your own show and bringing in your own advertisers. Now, you can contribute to the advertising of the of your show or any show. You can shop the show and network merchandise. Like Michael Beha says, buy the merch. All you have to do is click on the Shop Now button. Let's see what we have coming up now. If it shows up, come on. You can do it. You can get there. It's not going to go. What's going on here? I know we have merchandise. We've got a really good 22-ounce thermal bottle, and it's a good one. And I'll tell you what, it's there. Nothing is moving. What's going on here? I can't believe it. Well, let's try a different way of doing this. Let's go back to this. You can listen now, the live stream or past episodes. Okay, that's the archives. You can partner with us, host a show, or advertise with Trim. You can support the station by donating or shop the merchandise. Let's see if this button works. Nothing is working? What's going on here? Well, anyhow. Just buy the merchandise, okay? It's good stuff, or we wouldn't be selling it. We've got clocks, we've got cups, we've got morphing mugs, all kinds of stuff. T-shirts. Everybody likes T-shirts. You know, buy a T-shirt, support the shows. Okay, so we're going to Trim Radio. We're going to put you on hold here. We're going to go to Facebook because we've got a Facebook show. And our web page, oh, that's Money and Change. I don't need that. It's there. Now that you know we have a Money and Pay and Change page site. Oh, what's going on here? So much stuff. Oh, no. Oh, no. The page changed. My goodness. Oh, no. What has gone on here? I'm having a revolt. There it was. I had it set up to begin with. Why did it get there? Beats me. Anyhow, we've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we always post the show from Rumble onto the website after this show is over with. And hopefully it doesn't change the location. But anyhow, that's where we're at. And hey, we're live, so it'll be posted. Any else that we need to post, we're going to post it there, okay? If it's financial, we go to Money and Change, and we post there. Both sites, hey, you can join us. You can view those sites. We have fun. But I'd like to tell you what's going on, okay? So after this show is over, the Rumble site will automatically post to this page. And so you can see the show anytime you want to see it. Okay, we've got a big shout out next to the University of Findlay. And you know, I talk about these guys all the time in all my shows. Why? Because it's a good school. If it wasn't a good school, I would not promote it. I don't get paid to tell you guys anything. All I do is just, hey, if something's good, I'm going to tell you about it. If something's bad, yeah, I'll probably tell you about that too. But I'll tell you what, the University of Findlay is a good place. It's located in Findlay, Ohio, very close to I-75, and it's on Main Street in Findlay, and that's one of the three campuses in Findlay. They have the Hazardous Materials Campus, they have the Equestrian Campus and Pre-Veterinary Campus, and then they also have the Main Campus. Great professors. Very good school. Dr. Kathy Fell is, she's awesome, and she's the president of the university. They've done a fantastic job there, and I'll tell you what, it's a good place. If it wasn't, I wouldn't recommend it. Really, I would not. But I'm telling you, it's a good school. Your Oiler journey begins here, and the University of Findlay's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges. And 19 consecutive years in best colleges in the U.S. News and World Report. I mean, that's 19 consecutive years. That tells you something right there. And then we also have best colleges in America in 2024. And hopefully they're there in 2025, like they were in 2023. It's a good school. Great facilities. And they're very good in Division II NCAA athletics. They had a very, very good season for the track team. They've had good tennis. They've had good golf. The ladies' golf team is fantastic. I mean, they're nationally ranked. So, I mean, it's a good school. And I'm not just saying because I went there. It is. It is a good school. If it wasn't, I wouldn't tell you, okay? We cut the bull and serve you the truth, and that's the truth. So anyhow, check out the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. Findlay itself is an all-American city. It's got a lot of stuff going on. And you're close to I-75. You can go up to Toledo or Bowling Green if you want, or you can go down to Dayton or Cincinnati, whatever. It's great travel distance, okay? So check it out. Wow, what else is going on? Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. I don't have a picture to show you of Rusty Ducks tonight, but I'm going to tell you. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job. So if you're sorority, fraternity, club, college, university, hospital, doctors association, whatever, if you want a custom presentation pen, Phil will make it for you. He'll work with you on the design of it. and he will go ahead and do the maybe a prototype, and then from there give you the real thing, you know? Excellent. He's got a great Second Amendment pen. Two different styles. But I'll tell you what, everything that comes out of his shop is in perfect condition. So that's Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And he's done trade shows in Japan. He's done a lot, but he's sold custom pens down in Disney World, among other places. And I'll tell you what, he's a good guy. And both Michael Bejas and I have pens from Phil that we purchased because that's what we believe in. We purchase the product. We just don't, what do they say, hawk it? We just don't tell you about it and run. We purchase and we give you an honest appraisal. Okay? Check out the University of Findlay and Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Oh, today. Guess what?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, guess what? It's my birthday today. Believe it or not, it's my birthday. Whoa. Would you believe 77 years ago I was born? Some people say, oh, he was hatched. Quiet, Jerry. You're laughing. I know. It's my good buddy Jerry. He watches the show. Probably Gary is over there laughing too. I wasn't hatched, but anyhow, to tell you what happened to me, I was born in a little town in Western Ohio called Greenville, the home of Annie Oakley and all that. And back when I was born, and that was back in 1948, April 16th, 1948, it was just a real small hospital. And wouldn't you know it? After I was born, a few years later, they tore down the hospital. They tried to get rid of me. The house that we originally lived in, well, I don't know if it burned or whatever. All the traces of me in Greenville, Ohio have been erased for the most part. But I still have a lot of friends over there. Oh, yeah, it was an interesting thing. They now have a very nice hospital, by the way. And I do visit Greenville, Ohio, I don't know how many times a year. They have a great sandwich shop over there called the Made Right. It's not the normal Made Right that you get out in Illinois and Iowa and so forth. It's a little bit different. And it's a local icon that people from all over the western and central part of Ohio come there. And it's always busy. So you can look it up on the web. It's called the Made Right, MAID-RITE. I guess somebody couldn't spell. But anyhow, it's there. And other places are there. They have a beautiful park. It's really great. But anyhow, I was born in Greenville, Ohio in 1948, which makes me 77 years. Can you believe 77 years old? Wow. I don't know what I want to do. I mean, you know, 77. What do you do when you're 77? Maybe I need to take a cruise. Maybe I need to fly some. No, I don't want to fly. No, too many accidents. I'll drive. I think it's safer if I drive. But anyhow, that's what was happening. I was hatched and grew up in Greenville, and then moved over to a little town called Piqua, Ohio, which is actually bigger than Greenville. And from that point, I went all over and had a good time, especially in Cincinnati, Ohio. I had a lot of friends down in Cincinnati. It was great. I had friends in Columbus, Ohio. I had some friends up in Cleveland, Ohio. I had a few up in Toledo. Toledo was one of those cities where, you know, Klinger from MASH, and that's about it. That was basically Toledo. That's just the way it was. Well, anyhow, it's my birthday, so yeah. What do? Pay taxes the day after taxes. You know, some people say, did your dad ever give you any birthday presents? And yeah, he said he gave it to Uncle Sam because it was after taxes. So anyhow, oh, that's what I hate doing, is paying those taxes. I don't know about you, but we had to pay all kinds of taxes around here. And we'll talk about taxes on money and change on Sunday. Well, anyhow, so much for that. What else is going on? Did you have a birthday, by the way? Was your birthday today, too? If so, let me know, okay? And I wish everybody a happy birthday that had a birthday on my birthday. How's that? Wow, what else is going on? Whoa, we need to hit the magic button, and we're not going to do any more birthdays. We're going to switch. Crazy facts. We have to talk about crazy facts. And I was looking up stuff today, and I was wondering, okay, what's going on? And I thought, okay, let's look up some crazy facts and see what's going on. April is the month where spring bursts forth in the in the northern hemisphere. I'll get that right. One of these days I'll learn how to talk. Marked by April showers, the start of the baseball season, and the celebration of April Fool's Day. Okay, that's fine. But it's been raining here. I wish it would stop. Matter of fact, it's supposed to rain later on tonight here in Western Ohio. They never tell you when. They just say, hey, it's going to happen. So buck up, buttercup. All right, so what else is going on? What's so special about the month of April? The month of April is synonymous, big word, with the earth reawakening after winter. It often brings the spring storms that inspired the famous proverb, April showers brings May flowers. Okay, it also brings lightning bolts, hail, tornadoes, taxes. How's come taxes and tornadoes and hail are kind of like working together? Is there a plot? Here's some things good to know. April 1st, in 1805, Hans Christian Andersen is born. Now, April 9th, 1865, Robert E. Lee surrenders. April 18th, the Great San Francisco earthquake happened. April 22nd, King Henry VIII begins his reign. Wasn't King Henry VIII a big fat guy? And he always liked to eat turkey legs or chicken legs. I don't know. Chicken wings, maybe. I don't know. And then we have April 23rd, 1564, William Shakespeare is born. I don't know about you, but I think we had to go through and read a bunch of William Shakespeare's plays when I was in high school. I haven't watched any or read any or done anything with William Shakespeare since high school. 1479, well, high school, you know, we had clay tablets back then, you know, and things to write on, the chisels, that was a bear. Anyhow, 1479 BC, Queen Hatshepsut seizes power. Okay, Queenie, What happened? I don't know. Who cares, right? Oh, what else is going on here? Charlie Chaplin, an influential silent film actor and director, was born April 16th. Oh, God, you mean Charlie and I were born on the same day? Wow. I don't think he ever talked much. And then when the talkies came out, he never talked much. Eddie Murphy, successful comedian actor, was born April 3rd. Wow. Okay, in the month, we have the National Pickleball Month. Okay. Bill, up in Solon, Ohio, National Pickleball Month. Get out there and play more pickleball. The emergency rooms need you pickleball players. Just ask a nurse. Limb loss and limb difference awareness month. Oh, I don't have an arm. I don't have a leg to stand on either. And then we have the esophageal cancer awareness month is in April. We have the national brunch month in April. So everybody go out and pig out at a brunch. The National Tar Syndrome Awareness Month. What in the heck is going on here? National Tar Syndrome Awareness Month. You ever play with tar when you were growing up? You know, I think when I was 2 or 3, I think they were putting tar and stone in an alley behind our house. And a bunch of us got sticks and we were playing around in it. And then we got it on our clothes. And that was not a, you learn a painful lesson from that. It's not from the tar, it's from the whooping you get afterwards. Anyhow, so that's some of the weird things that go on in April. Wow. I'll tell you what. Why is April a popular birth month? Maybe because people had fun in August? Well, they say spring and sports are two great things about April, but those aren't the only reasons why April birthdays are the best. As the first full month of spring, April may be the most enjoyable warm weather time of the year. Tell me about it. I'm wearing an insulated coat out today. I about froze my keister off this morning. I had to wear an insulated coat to go to dinner tonight. Wow. They said it's a 30-day long pick-me-up that reintroduces the glow of nature we've all so dearly missed over the winter. So there, now you have it. Holy cow. Well, anyhow, that's the facts. April's just another month, right? It's the fourth month? And guess what? You have quarterly taxes due, too. Hey, you know, I was talking about Patriot Nurse. And Patriot Nurse has a good show on YouTube. You have to check her out. Patriot Nurse is Rachel. And here's something I saw today and I thought I would play for everybody. And let's see if I can get it to go. Here we go.
You need to assume that the hospital staff are incompetent. No.
Okay, now she's talking about things about when you go to the hospital and things you need to assume. This can be a little wild. I have to preface that just a little bit.
All judgment here on this for me, nurses, doctors, EMTs, because that doesn't mean necessarily that we treat people as if they're incompetent, but we have to assume incompetency. Not be unkind to people, but you need to assume that the person who is helping you, regardless of who they are, they may mean well, but they are either short-staffed, they were not properly trained, they don't have adequate resources, or there's some other type of interface with a technological issue that they are not capable of surmounting.
Which means they ran out of Band-Aids.
I have to assume that everyone that you are engaging with is incompetent. You have to be paying attention and really doing their job for them in a way. Now, I say this as a nurse, of course, and I'm coming at this not just from my own experience and seeing the bar lowering as to assumed competency in the nursing field, but also having multiple family members have surgeries and interventions in hospital, even recently, I can attest that the care that they have gotten has been an inverse J curve as far as quality over the years.
An inverse J curve. That's Patriot Nurse. She was being a little critical there about nurses. You know, normally when I end up going to the doctor, or I end up going to the hospital, for example, the nurses have been really nice. The staff has been really nice. And the doctors, I thought, were very competent. Now, I've been in a couple of hospitals before, and I kind of wondered the competency of everybody. But, you know, hey, it's in the eye of the beholder or whatever. But the one that I always like to go to, it's a nice hospital. People treat you really nice. I can't believe it. You know, the nurses come in, hey, my name is, and I'm here to take care of you and make sure that, you know, you get the treatment that you need. And do you need anything else? Yeah, winning lottery ticket, a brand new car, I mean, you know, just make me well. And they do. I mean, it's a good place. The bad thing of it is I have to drive 10 miles to get to it. Where we used to have a hospital of our own in town, but then they decided to merge. Mergers do strange things with hospitals. So anyhow, you get good ones, you get bad ones, okay? Do your research. And Patriot Nurse, she's got a very good video on a lot of different things. And she has classes during the year too, but primarily she does these videos and she talks about herbal remedies and stuff. She's very knowledgeable, so check her out. I have to give her a big plug on that. What else is going on here? Oh, yeah, we've got to hit the right button. You know, if I can do a show and hit the right buttons, you can too. I mean, you guys need to have your own show here on the Trim Radio Network. You really do. Homeowners. Here's where your imported home goods are actually made. You know, people are saying, oh, China, 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 China. Not really. You take a look at where it's coming from around the world. This came out in Zero Hedge. And they said, although President Trump rolled back some reciprocal tariffs last week, for example, China, U.S. imports still face an average effective tariff rate of 27%, the highest since 1903. I think what he's trying to do is to actually renegotiate everything. So maybe it's 10% for everybody. But you take a look at everything that you have, everything that you've made or purchased. You know, if I decided to say, okay, I have an Ocean GMRS radio. You thought I wouldn't give that plug. Yeah, that's made in China. And some of the parts are made elsewhere, but it's assembled in China. It's a very good GMRS radio, $35, gets you a 10-year license. Anybody in the family can use it. Just be nice. Get a good radio. I mean, you have to find a good one. And there are some out there. Ocean, WOUXUN 935G Plus is very good with a Nagoya 771 antenna. I can get out 35 miles with that thing. I can hit a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and get out 90 miles beyond that. And that's pretty good. These bubble wrap jobs that you get at Wally World or Costco or whatever, they don't do that. You're lucky if you get half a mile to a mile, even though they say we'll get you 65 miles on it. That's only if you're on the top of the mountain looking down. Other than that, on flat ground, no. Well, anyhow, let's get back to this. The share of washer imports by market. This is just washers. China's 15%, India's 12%. Indonesia's 2%, Italy's 1%, Mexico's 10%, Philippines is 9%, South Korea's 4%, Thailand is 26%, and Vietnam is 19%. So a lot of markets are going to Vietnam. They have been. Then you take a look at the share of dryer imports by market in 2024. Mexico, 89%, Poland, 2%, South Korea, 2%, Turkey, 1%, United Kingdom, 1%, China, 4%, and Czechia, better known as Czechoslovakia, in that region, 1%. So you have that, and you take a look at other places. Electric tank water heaters, hey, you know, Mexico, Germany, mainland China. Other places, I mean, you can take a look at it. It's on Zero Hedge. And share of gas tankless water heater imports. Well, okay, look at who makes them, where they're being sold, and so forth. I think that's what Trump is trying to do. Well, you know, with the markets and everything, with what's going on, they just want to level the playing field. And we may end up having a short season, I'm going to say probably April through September, where we can't get a lot of things due to a tariff. And we don't have one with South Korea. We don't have one with India, basically. I mean, nothing massive, but there is a massive one on China. And the only thing that I heard on China is, I think it's 145% tariff. But if you take a look at electronics like radios and TVs and things like that, no, it's a lot less. So he's being, President Trump's being very selective on how he's doing things. It may pan out that everything gets leveled and makes it cheaper. And maybe countries that have our locations, maybe our businesses that are over there come back over here. And that puts more people to work here. Just my thoughts. You know, I mean, what do I know? Yeah. It's just one of those things. Well, what else is going on? Wow, we got to talk about some fun stuff. You know, I was talking to some people at lunch. And we were talking about different things going on. And I said, you know, I had a friend of mine that was sheriff of Dark County, and he was a joker. He really was. If he knew you, you were good friends, he would joke with you like nobody's business. And he and his wife came up to Michigan, and we were up there, and they were there for, I think, a week, week and a half, something like that. And we were there for like 2 weeks. And my dad and Bob, the sheriff, would go out on this lake, and they would go out fishing at 10 o'clock at night, come back at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and it would be real quiet on the lake. And they'd be out there sitting in the rope in the motorboat, and they would just be real quiet, and they would just fish. And it was real quiet. You could look around the lake, and you could see the lights on all the way around the lake. Nobody was out. Then all of a sudden, about 11 o'clock, 11:30, the lights would start going out. You'd hear a dog bark here, a dog bark there, and then nothing. So here it was quiet. They were out there fishing, and Bob decided to see what he could get going. So he started to bark like a dog. Next thing you know, a dog barked over here. It barked over there. It barked behind them. All the dogs started barking. And Bob just kept it up. And my dad was starting to laugh because he lit up the whole lake. And it was a big lake. And you heard people yelling out, shut up, get inside, and all that, all the way around the lake. And then Bob just sat there and laughed. He had a lot of fun. Oh, some of the things I could remember about Palmer Lake in Michigan. I could really tell you some wild stories sometimes. Well, anyhow. Ooh, what do we have going on here? If I hit the right button and we can share the screen, we're not going to talk about where things are made or anything like that. We are not going to do that. We're going to talk about, hey, how about Dave Allen? You know, he was a comedian in England, and he was really interesting. But I'll tell you what, Dave, well, he had some pretty good jokes. His show was on for quite a few years. And I'll tell you what, let's listen to this.
Died as a nun. And she looks at him and she says, before you enter this den of iniquity, think of your mother and your father. He said, they're dead. They're dead in heaven. He said, well, think of the damage the alcohol is going to do to your brain. Ah, what are you talking about? Have you ever had a drink? And the nun says, no. He said, well, how the hell can you stand there talking about it and saying, drink is going to do damage to your brain if you've never had it? I'll tell you what, I'll go in, get you a drink, bring it out, give it to you, you drink it. If you don't, then you can talk about it. But don't talk about things you've never experienced. What do you have? And the nun says, I don't know. What do ladies generally drink? He says, gin. She says, all right, I'll have a gin. But get it in a cup so nobody will notice. The fellow goes into the bar and he says, give us a pint of beer and a double gin in a cup. The fellow says, is that bloody nun out there again? But not discussing the existence of God with an out-and-out atheist starts off very correctly, discussion. And as the hours go by, it gets more and more heated. And eventually the Pope turns to the man and he says, the mom! Get the mom! You, come here. You are like a man who is totally blindfolded in a dark room looking for a black cat that is not there.
So with all respect, Your Holiness, I think there's a great similarity between us both.
So what do you mean, similar?
He said, well, as far as I'm concerned, you are like a man who is blindfolded in a totally dark room looking for a black cat that isn't there. The only difference is that you found it. The nun gets up in the morning, leaves, and walks down the corridor. And a nun looks at her and says, it's a difficult thing to say, another nun. And says, you got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. And she goes on down. And another nun says, you got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. And this happens 15 times. And by then, she's livid. And she meets the Mother Superior. And the Mother Superior is just about to open her mouth. And the sister says, don't tell me that I got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. And the Mother Superior said, I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say, what are you doing with the bishop's shoes on? I am what you might call a practicing atheist. I'm quite happy to be an atheist because I think actually God likes atheists better. We never ask him for anything. We're not bothering him all the time. Say, God, please help me. I'm a bit. And as a practicing atheist, there's certain things that I travel around the world, and no matter where I go, somebody called Gideon leaves me this book. Because it said it all began at the beginning. there are certain things that, when I read about them, and I do read about them, that I find difficult to understand. I mean, if God has been there forever, what was he doing before he got to us? I mean, what was he out there doing? Was he sitting there going, what am I doing? I mean, suddenly from nowhere, he suddenly decided to create a world. I'll make a world. Make a world. Yes, that's what I mean. Rivers, seas, mountains. Everything's there. I want a garden. I'd like a nice garden. Flat gardening. Hate gardening. God, spit and dust. And he, Adam, never once says, where in the name of God did I come from? He's 40 years of age. He has no child and he has no recall. He doesn't say, how did I get here? But he's quite happy. He just kind of trundles around the garden, working away. And God is looking at him. And he sees that Adam is happy. I didn't put him there to be happy. Put a stop to that. And God, during the night, sneaks down like a thief and steals, doesn't ask, doesn't request, doesn't, steals it. His rib. And from his rib, he makes woman. And Adam wakes up in the morning, he's a real thicky. He's lying there, he's like, and there's somebody else, he doesn't say, where did you come from? How the hell did you get here? Where did you get those lumps? He just goes out and goes gardening. And God comes down and has a conversation with Eve and tells her that she can eat of any fruit in the tree in the whole garden with the exception of one fruit tree. He's talking to a woman. He actually tells her not to eat of the fruit. And then she said, which tree can I eat? He said, that one over there. He points it out to her. Somebody goes and hides. And she sneaks up to the tree. And a snake comes down and has a conversation. Snake. Now, if I see a snake, I'll back off. One starts talking, I'll crap myself. When a snake actually convinces her to eat the apple, and she eats the apple, and when she eats the apple, she learns shame. That's what happens when you eat apple. Now, she's not ashamed that she's disobeyed God or that she's eaten the apple. She's ashamed of one here, one part of her body. That's all. She becomes ashamed of that area of the body. Now, why that area? Why not her elbow? Her nose. You actually realize that if Eve had been ashamed of her nose, every woman in the world now would be ashamed of your noses. You'd all be sitting here tonight with little nose knickers on. Men would be in nightclubs watching totally naked ladies with G-strings on their nose. Take them off. Oh, I saw a nose. This is the book. This is the book that you'll go into court and place your hand upon. First funeral I ever went to, and believe me, this is true, I was 6 years of age. And as they lowered the box into the ground, the priest said, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And I, for years, used to bless myself and say, in the name of the Father and the Son and into the Holy Ghost. One final custom that we have in Ireland regarding death and a funeral is that only one person who is buried in a graveyard can go to heaven. Which basically means if two people are buried in the same graveyard on the same day, the last one in has got to wait till tomorrow. So can you imagine what would happen if one funeral met another funeral going to the same graveyard?
Little fella dies and goes to heaven. And Saint Peter said, Would you like to have a look around in heaven? And the fella, yeah, I would, actually. So they're looking around heaven. And he said, who are those people over there? He said, oh, they are the Muslim. They are Muslims there. And over there we have the Jewish people. And these are Anglicans and Hindus, Baptists. He said, why do you have this big wall here? He said, behind the wall, you see, we have the Catholics. why do you have the Catholics behind the wall? He said, shh. They like to think that they're the only ones here.
Actually, you'd think that Dave is a Catholic. He's Anglican. He likes to play things. Well, anyhow, let's see what else is going on.
I'm walking into a bar.
Oh, no, not the bar joke again. Well, we're going to stop with that one. Gee. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I don't know about you, but Dave Allen had some really wild shows way back in the day, and I'll have to dig out a few more because he's got some good humor. What else is going on? Oh, I'll save this one for later. The Robo Confession, that's always a good one, but we'll talk about that maybe next time. I was going to talk about Johnny Carson and Red Skelton and some of the skits that he was doing. And I watched a few of them today, and I thought, you know, it's interesting to listen to Red Skelton and the way he did his shows. He never said a nasty word. He never cussed. Well, Dave Allen really didn't, but Red Skelton never did. And he was always a funny comedian, but sometimes you watch his skits and they ad-lib so much. You think it was bad with Tim Conway last week? It was even worse with Red Skelton and his crew. And I watched one with Phyllis Diller, who was, I believe she was from Lima, Ohio, or Bluffton, Ohio. And he was on the show with Phyllis Diller. And they were both of them trying to outdo each other, ad-lib the lines. And it got hilarious. And I was going to kind of show that one tonight. And I thought, nah, we'll just do Dave Allen. Well, hey, what's coming up? Well, we have Good Friday coming up. And everybody has to go celebrate Good Friday. And then we have Easter Sunday. Wow, it's Easter already? Wow. Well, everybody, you know, when you're talking about Easter and then you hear about the Easter bunny and Easter eggs, somehow I can't picture a bunny laying an egg. That's strange, isn't it? Well, what would happen if a race occurred between the Easter bunny and the Grinch? Oh no, it didn't work. Where is it? Coming up. Nailed by Santa Claus. Wow. Well, anyhow, guys, so much for the Easter Bunny race. Well, anyhow, I'm going to settle back and enjoy the rest of my birthday because it's 77 long years. Hopefully I can make it 78 years. You know, I never know. Well, anyhow, guys, have a good week. And we will talk with you later on Money and Change on Sunday at 8 p.m. You have a good week. We'll see you Sunday, okay? Have a good one. If I can get things working here. What's going on with this show? I can't believe it. Where is my exit? Coming up here. Have a good one. Talk to you. It will work.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.